currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Pam Jardine at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Pam.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you can engage with your community by discovering the latest developments in citywide events. I'm Pam Jardine. For 10 years now, Kirkland has been awarded the Tree City USA designation by the National Arbor Day Foundation for its efforts to create and sustain a tree-friendly city. The urban forest provides a variety of benefits, to include reducing stormwater runoff and erosion, improving air and water quality, and contributing to a city's overall beauty and comfort. To guide Kirkland's efforts towards a sustainable urban forest, the city is holding focus group meetings at City Hall to help draft an urban forest strategic management plan. The first meeting is scheduled to take place September 25th at 6:30 p.m. This meeting will be geared toward the general public. The second meeting, slated for September 27th at 6:30 p.m., will reach out to professional arborists, utility crews, and landscapers. A focus meeting for developers, builders, architects, and business owners is scheduled for September 28th from 12:30 to 2 p.m. A draft copy of the Urban Forest Management Plan will be presented to City Council at the October 16th Council meeting. For more information on the public meetings or to read a draft copy of the city's Urban Forest Management Plan, go to kirklandwa.gov and search for Urban Forest. While you're at the city's website, spend some time researching home fire protection. In the past 2 weeks, Kirkland firefighters have responded to a number of kitchen fires started by vats of cooking oil on stovetops. This has pushed the city officials to warn residents of the dangers of deep frying in enclosed spaces or too close to structures or trees. Two kitchen fires were started by hot oil just hours apart. Fire officials immediately noticed significant damage to one home and very minimal damage to the other. Why the difference? One had fire sprinklers and smoke alarms, the other did not. One of the kitchens was completely saved, barring minor moisture damage caused by the triggered fire sprinklers. The second kitchen completely destroyed one unit in a quadplex and displaced all four families living in the structure. According to the National Fire Prevention Association, a residential sprinkler system and smoke alarms together cut an individual's risk of death or injury and drastically reduce the damage caused by fire. For more information, contact the Kirkland Fire Department or search for home fire protection at kirklandwa.gov. The smell of charcoal briquettes, roasting hamburgers, and hot dogs is long gone after Finn Hill Neighborhood Association's Denny Fest, the Highlands Norkirk Neighborhood Picnic, the Juanita Neighborhood Picnic, and Central Houghton and Lakeview's Hoedown.
So much fun to see all the new families and all the new kids, and then all the old, the little kids that have grown up over the 20 years, now they're here with their kids. So
yeah.
Community.
Yeah.
Community.
Sense of community and a tight bonding of people.
Now that summer and summer fun are over, neighborhood associations are getting back to their regular meeting schedule. Whether you are a new or longtime resident, it's never too late to get involved and make a difference in your community. Moss Bay residents can attend their neighborhood association meeting September 24th, with the Everest neighborhood holding theirs the following day. Kirkland neighborhood associations are your connection to sustaining and improving the sense of community that city residents enjoy. These meetings tackle issues related to public safety and neighborhood enhancement funding, among others. To learn more, go to kirklandwa.gov and search for neighborhood associations. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland.